Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Soup Campbell. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal Dorsett. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cal Dorsett. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Babich. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Babich. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive towards third. Suter catches it and throws to first to double up Boudreau. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Hemsley settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hemsley. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brancato moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Campbell who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Brancato scores. McCoy goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Suter reaches second base with a double. Johnny Babich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hemsley. Suter moves to third. Johnny Babich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Suter scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Babich moves to second. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Babich moves to third. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Babich scores. McCoy moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau can't make a play. That's a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Johnny Babich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Having spins and fires to second, with Boudreaux covering, and has Hayes trapped. There's the throw to Keltner who tags Hayes for the out. Suter moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Babich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Babich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Babich fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hebbing covering, for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebbing takes first base on ball 4. Tom Farrick now pitching. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreaux moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boudreaux scores. Campbell moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Campbell. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Siebert moves to third. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Siebert scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Heving, and towards Keltner, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. McCoy reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Raleigh Hemsley. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Howell pinch hits for Joe Heving. Red Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Desautels now catching. Ken Yungel's now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brancato is called out on strikes. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Farrick moves to second. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. McCoy hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Campbell, who is chasing the ball. McCoy reaches third base with a triple. Farrick scores. Moses goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac misplays the ball. That's an error on Mac. McCoy scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-3, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trotsky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Trotsky reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.